Glory to God. That joy has brought you to the end of October. The last Sunday in the month of October, you are here alive and well. Oh, lift up those hands and give God thanks. It is not a right, it is a privilege. Better than us have gone. Better people are in the hospital. Better people are in the mortuary. Better people are in jail right now who have done nothing. But give God thanks for your life and your family. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Father, we thank You. Magnify His name and exalt Him. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Holy One. Thank You, Mighty God. Blessed and blessed and blessed be Your name for bringing us into the month of October, and we are seeing the end of it. Be Thou magnified and exalted. In Jesus' most precious name we have given thanks. Amen. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we have given thanks.
Amen.
And for all those wonderful testimonies, you want to say, Father, I thank You for everything He did for you in the month of October. From January till now, you are breathing freely. Give Him thanks. Let's give Him thanks for all the testimonies we have seen, especially in the month of October. Let's give Him praise and glory, honor and adoration. We exalt and magnify You. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' marvelous name, we have given thanks. One good thing about our Father is that He does not give up. God still works. The month is coming to an end, but God may be starting the work in somebody's life.
Amen.
Therefore, in 30 seconds, lift up your hands to heaven. What you desire to see before this month is finally over. My Father and my God, let it drop for me. Before tomorrow, 12 midnight, King of Glory, I know something can still happen. Because You are the doer of all good things. You are the doer of all great things. Send down My testimony in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your testimony is showing up already, and the name of the Lord will be glorified. Father, we thank You. Blessed be Your name. In Jesus' most glorious name we have prayed. King of Glory, speak to us in this service. Let the hearts of Your people be prepared, and Lord, let them return home with their testimonies. Between now and tomorrow, 12 midnight, let somebody's testimony show up.
Amen.
And let Your name be exalted. Thank You, Eternal Father. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Help me and welcome your neighbor on your right and left. Tell your neighbor it's a new day for you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Put those hands together for the Lord. Please be seated comfortably. Hallelujah. Our teaching series that we started the first Sunday of October has been unveiling the reality of wisdom from above. Unveiling the reality of wisdom from above, and this will be part 5A. Unveiling the reality of wisdom from above. And we have been told all through the month that wisdom is a gift from above that cannot be purchased anywhere in the earth. According to Job's Gospel, chapter 28, verses 7 to 10, it says, there is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. And I was curious to find out what that exactly means. And I found it out by the help of the Holy Spirit. There is a path that no fowl knows, because paths are not hidden from birds. But there is a path that no fowl knows. All they need to do is to go in the air and find that path. But not even birds, the greatest of birds, have even the greatest bird that have the greatest eyesight cannot locate this one. Glory to God. Hawks or vulture's eye, the Bible says concerning them, because when we are talking about vulture's eye, it says the vulture's eye hath not seen it. And when he's talking about the vulture's eye, he's talking about hawks and vultures. And he says their sight, I saw something about vultures. He says their sight, their eyesight, is the best in the entire animal world. Their eyesight is the best in the entire animal world. Not only can hawks see greater distances than humans, but their visual acuity, the ability to see clearly, is 8 times than that of human beings. And then hawks or vultures also see in color. So there is a reason behind the making of the helicopter called Black Hawks. Glory to God. The lion's webs, and so the Bible scripture is simply saying the greatest of birds cannot locate wisdom. He said, the lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. Even the king of the jungle have no idea what it is. He says in verse 9, he putteth forth his hand upon the rock, he overturneth the mountains by the roots. He cutteth out rivers among the rocks. His eye seeth every precious thing. That is how powerful wisdom is. But it says, but where can this wisdom be found? Verse 12, where can we locate this wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? Now verse 13 tells us, man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. He said, the depth seeth it is not in me. The sea seeth it is not in me. It cannot be gotten of gold. He says, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx of the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. You can't exchange it. You can't buy it, no matter how rich you are. It is not for sale. And then he said, no mention can be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above the richest currency. Whence then cometh this wisdom? Verse 20, he says, and where is the place of understanding? It is only available as a gift and exclusively reserved for the children of God. It is only available as a gift. Proverbs 13 and verse 22, he says, a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. It is an inheritance from our Father in heaven to his children that place a demand for it. So it is available on demand. It is available to all. It is available to all his children, but it is only available on demand. The depth of wisdom cannot be searched out. Romans 11:33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. We cannot search it out, and we can only receive it as a gift from the only wise God. And so very quickly, what is divine wisdom? What is divine wisdom? Number one, it is inspiration received from the study of the word and other spiritual resources. Divine wisdom is inspiration received from the study of the word and other spiritual resources. In other words, the word is not a storybook, it is a book that speaks to every situation. The word of God is not a storybook, it is a book that speaks to every situation. Paying attention to what it says and doing it is wisdom. For example, 1 Corinthians 13:10, you've heard me say this severally, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. And that scripture provided solution to my crying state. When that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. Crying over what is not lost. And then one day I sat down with the word, and as I was reading it, that scripture popped up. And I said, ah, so this is what God is doing. Sometimes when you are crying over something, it's because God wants to give you a better one. He took that one away from you because he knows that you will hang on to it if he doesn't take it. And if you don't lose that one, the real one will not call.
He says, when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. I saw the scripture and all my crying stopped. The inspiration to stop crying came from that word, that what you are crying about is in part. The perfect thing is still coming. Look at CSB translation. But when the perfect comes, the partial will come to an end. So what I was hanging on to was actually partial. And then it says the perfect is coming, ERV. But when perfection comes, the things that are not complete will end. The things that are not complete will end. That is, you see something in the world and it provides inspiration and solution. Paul said to Timothy, don't forget to pay attention to studying daily. 1 Timothy 4:13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. And when you do, this is what study will do for you, Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In other words, when you pay attention to God's word, man's words will not have any meaning to you. Pay attention to God's word, and man's word will not have any meaning to you. Verses 16 to 17 of that same scripture. That's why he told him, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And then in verse 17, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. Yeah, look at it in another translation, you will understand it better. AMPC, he said for verse 16, he said, but avoid all empty, vain, useless, idle talk, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness. He says, keep away from worthless and useless talk. It only leads people farther away from God. Just don't be like Hymenaeus and Philetus, is what he was saying in verse 17. And their word will eat as doth a canker worm, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. Is somebody still there in technical? They left their spiritual food of the word and started spreading vain words. He said they left the spiritual food of the word, and what they are doing full time now is spreading vain words. He said, Timothy, don't be like them. Don't be like them. Take time to study the word. CSB says, and their teaching will spread like gangrene. Hymenaeus and Philetus are among them. Glory to the name of the Lord. But for you, pay attention to the word. 2 Timothy 3:15, he said to him again, you know from a child, you have paid attention to the scriptures, and that is why you are wise. Pay attention to scriptures that will make you wise. Daniel said, that is my secret. Daniel 9 and verse 2, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years. Wherefore the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet. Now, take note. He says, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years. So wisdom came from my reading of, studying of books. There are those who have never opened the Bible this month to see nothing. They have not opened the word of God this month to check anything. The Lord will give you understanding. Paying attention to the word and other spiritual resources is at the root of wisdom. What is divine wisdom? Number two, it is what we receive when we focus and meditate on a particular subject matter. It is what we receive when we focus and meditate on a particular subject of interest. The result of focus and meditation is wisdom. Focus and meditation on a particular subject matter, a particular matter that is bothering us, is wisdom. To focus on a particular subject matter, and then wisdom comes. Proverbs 18:1, it says, through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddled with all wisdom. Until we take our attention off of men, we cannot focus on the important things. God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, said, I was concerned because everybody, all in those days, churches, they were calling it church rat. Church rat. Look at him. He looks like a church rat. He says he was bothered. And then he went to God on that subject matter. Sir, Father, what is this? What is it? Why is the church so poor? And that's when he located it. Focusing on a particular subject matter, and then wisdom will be born out of it. 1 Timothy 4:15. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Solomon focused on various subject matters, and wisdom came. Wisdom is identifying any need, any area of need, and focusing and meditating on them. Why is it that I'm always broke, yet I'm earning more? Why is it that somebody earning less than me is still broke? I mean, is not as broke as I am. Then you go and focus on the subject matter of finances, and wisdom will proceed from it. It will tell you what to do. It will show you what you are doing wrong. It will show you what you are doing right and show you what you are doing wrong. I had a boss in those days in the bank who was always borrowing. He was earning more than everybody, but he was the greatest borrower. As a matter of fact, every month he will write the checks already. I made a mistake by loaning him 500,000 naira because I couldn't get it back at once. So he destroyed the money for me too. So I also learned a lesson there. Glory to the name of the Lord. He was always writing his checks and giving it. So at the end of the month, the checks, that's what everybody will take first. We're all working in the bank, so we know when the money comes in. So before you do anything, everybody, you take it to the teller. Give me cash quickly before somebody else debits his own. You go and check it out. Why am I working and it's not working? I am working, but it appears it is not working. Focusing on the subject matter, and then you will hear inspiration, meditation. You meditate on it, and then it comes to you. Sit down. Meditate. Paul said to the Philippian church in Philippians 4 and verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. CSB of that scripture, I love it. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence and if there is anything praiseworthy, dwell on these things. Rather than dwelling on the unprofitable, dwell on this one. Your marriage is not working. It is wisdom to sit down and focus on the subject of marriage. Your marriage is not working, yet you have never read any book on marriage in your life. That's why the marriage is not working. You have never read any book on marriage in your life. You are only going to people, and we are going to get to it very quickly. You are only going to people for counsel, and the people you are going to for counsel damage you more. Glory to God. What is the access to divine wisdom? And we have talked about it already. There's number one, continuous feeding on the word. I keep saying, you are what you eat. Continuous feeding on the word of God. The word of God is wisdom. The word of God is wisdom. John 1:1-5, speaking to us, he says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He says, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That is speaking about Jesus. And then the scripture still said concerning Jesus in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 24, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. The power of God and the wisdom of God. Therefore, feeding on the word will make us look like him. When we feed on the word, it makes us look like him. I see some great men of God seated here, and I take a look at their tummy, I see what they have been eating. You are eating too much pounded yam. Because what you look like what you eat. Glory to God. So when you take the scriptures and you feed on it, it will be evident shortly. It will show. Everybody that sees you will know that no. Something has happened to this one. Why? Because of what you are feeding on daily. What you are feeding on daily. Psalm 19 verses 7 to 9. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So the word of God has capacity to make us wise. Feeding on it daily will make us wise. Feeding on it daily will make us wise. Continuous feeding of the word will actually open our eyes. Verse 8 says, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. It enlightens our eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. These are words and true and can, the words of the scriptures are true and cannot be changed. So every day, every time we feed on it, we are feeding on the truth. You can fight the truth, but you can't change the truth. You are feeding on the truth. Feeding on the truth. 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 8, for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth, because the truth makes wise as a result of feeding on it daily. Somebody say amen. Amen. Glory to God. And very quickly, let's move on. Barrier to divine wisdom. What is the barrier to divine wisdom? Let me give us that very quickly. And that is listening to wrong counsel. Barrier to divine wisdom is listening to wrong counsel. Where you go for counsel determines the level of wisdom you manifest. I say here, your speech already shows who your counselor is. The Bible talks about a young boy that was rescued in the midst of conspiracy. Very strong conspiracy. The Bible says everybody, all the seed royal, were killed because of this great conspiracy. But this six-year-old boy, someone took him and hid him at an innocent age, six-year-old. 2 Chronicles 22, verse 10. But when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the house of Judah. But Jehoshabeth, the daughter of the king, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons that were slain, and put him in his nurse, and his nurse in a bedchamber. So Jehoshabeth, the daughter of the king Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada, the priest, for she was the sister of Ahaziah, hid him from Athaliah so that she slew him not. Where was he hid? Verse 12, and he was with them hid in the house of God 6 years. And Athaliah reigned over the land. And after a while, they brought him out. He was raised in the church by a priest. And his family raised in the church by a priest and his family. So when they brought him out, 2 Chronicles 24 and verse 2, verses 1 to 2, it says, Joah, and they made him king. There's a lot of details, I don't want to go into that, but they made him king. And the Bible says, Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Ziba of Beersheba. And Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. But take a look at how it ended. All the days of Jehoiada the priest, as long as Jehoiada was alive, Joash did the right thing. Why? Association, counsel. Counsel. There was somebody over his life that was giving him counsel. And then in verse 4, the Bible says, and it came to pass after this that Joash was minded to repair the house of God that everybody, all the kings before him, had abandoned. The Bible says he repaired it, and as long as Jehoiada was his counselor, he was fine. And then all of a sudden, verse 15, but Jehoiada waxed old and was full of days when he died. And 130 years old was he when he died. And the next thing that this guy will do, all of a sudden, verse 17, now after the death of Jehoiada came the princes of Judah and made obeisance to the king. Then the king hearkened unto them. And verse 22, and because he had wicked people as counselors, but thus Joash the king remembered not the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, and he killed his son. He killed the son of the priest that took him in and raised him. He killed his son. He slew his son, and when he died, he said, the Lord looked upon it and required that God, it's God's plan for me to kill his son. Verse 24. And finally, God began to get angry with him. For the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, and the Lord delivered a very great host into their hand because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. So they executed judgment against Joash. And when they were departed from him, for they left him in great diseases, his own servant conspired against him for the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest and slew him on his bed. And he died. And they buried him in the city of David, but they buried him not in the sepulchres of his fathers. Why? Counsel. There are homes that are in disarray right now as a result of counsel. His wrong counselor. A good counselor says, oh, let me tell you my mistakes so that you don't make the same. A wrong counselor says, all men are... I didn't say it. I don't know what to say. Glory to God. Ha! Don't let what happened to me happen to you. Don't trust him. Anything that comes out of every man's mouth is lie. So you have already built that in your system. And instead of you sitting down to resolve the challenges, your counselors are blowing fire to it. Listen to me. That your counselor is in church does not alleviate your risk. That your counselor is in church does not alleviate your risk. Check the testimony of your counselor before you can take counsel from them. We serve a family-loving God. How many know that? We serve a God that loves families. The first family was a family that enjoyed the blessings of the Lord. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27, it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. It says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea. So it is not the design of God or intention of God to see families in disarray. And God has not changed. The first thing he said to families was be blessed. And God has not changed. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, he said, therefore, for I am the Lord, I have not changed. I change not. Therefore, God's original plan, which still stands today, is to see all men and their households saved. Cornelius had all his households and friends saved in one day. The Bible says in Acts of Apostles chapter 10 and verse 24, and the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and he had called together his kinsmen and near friends, And then when Peter began to minister, the Bible says in verse 44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And all his household and his friends believed in the selfsame day. We also have the testimony of the man called the jailer. The Bible says concerning him, when he saw a great testimony, he went to them, sirs, what must I do to be saved? What must I do? Acts of Apostles chapter 16, verse 30, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? But they said to him, and they said, believe on the Lord God, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But it is not only you and thy house. He was asking for himself, but they said to him, no, it's not, it doesn't end with you and thy house. It will also get to your house. This is what you need to do, but you know your family can also partake of it. So what did they do? Verse 32, and they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straight away. One demand we should make, therefore, is the salvation of every member of our household. Every member of our household is eligible to be saved. Salvation of every member of our household. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? No member of your family shall escape from salvation. And we are in the part of the world where the world wants to turn our teenagers and our young adults against the church. And so we need prayer for the salvation of our household. For the salvation of our household. It is in it that we will find peace. All will be rescued. In the name of Jesus. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. In the name of Jesus. But how do we secure this rescue of our family members? How do we secure the rescue of our family members? Number one, mentality that we are no longer under a curse but under the blessing. Under the blessing. We are no longer under a curse, but we are under the blessing. And that is the blessing of Abraham. Galatians 3:13-14. It says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That means as a carrier of the blessing, it is transferable to every member of the family. We are carriers of the blessing, and this blessing is transferable. Just as we were engrafted, every member of our family can also be engrafted into the blessing. The blessing of our lives as the redeemed can rub off on other members of our family. Then they will be rescued from curses into blessings. No member of your family will be left behind. I said, no member of your family will be left behind. Verse 29 says, and if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Heirs according to the promise. No member of your family will be left behind. In the name of Jesus Christ. How do we secure the rescue of our family members? By our commitment to serving God and the interest of his kingdom. By our commitment to serving God and the interest of his kingdom. Service secures generational blessings. For everyone serving God faithfully, just know that the security of your children and children yet unborn is in it. Nobody serves God in vain. Nobody truly doing it from their heart serves God in vain.
Jeremiah 33, 20 to 22. Thus saith the Lord, if ye can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant. Did you see that? My servant. Because of David. Ah, this is what I will do to his generation. Because of David. My servant, then this is what I will do for generations. Because of David, my servant. So my servants enjoy generational blessings. Bible speaking about concerning Ahab, he said, kill everybody, kill all of them. He says, but the Bible says, the compassion of God concerning his servant David will not allow him to eradicate the name of David completely from the surface of the earth. So he still kept some people that will continue in it. Because of David, my servant. David the king, David the servant. David the king, David the servant. David the king, David the servant. David did not put, what is it called, in his head? Title of king on his head. He's David the king, David the servant. As a matter of fact, God was calling him my servant David, my servant David. Service has a way of making our generation partake of the blessings of service. Your generation will not lose out. 2 Chronicles 15, 12 to 15, it says, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers and all their heart with all their soul, and that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death. And then the Bible says in verse 14, and they swore unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets. And the Bible says, and all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart. It came from their heart, not from their lips. And sought him with their whole desire, and it was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. From today, your family will enjoy rest. Yeah. And finally, how do we secure the rescue of our family members? Open up to receive and believe every blessing proclaimed on your life in this service. Open up to receive and believe every blessing proclaimed on your life in this service. The Lord commanded that you should be blessed, and everyone that opens up to it will be blessed. Numbers 6, 23 to 27, speak unto Aaron and to his sons. On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. He says, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Now, he said the priest should say that, but who releases the blessing? God said, I will bless them. The priest is commanded to bless, but God said the blessing is actually coming from me. So open up to receive the blessings. Isaiah 44, 26, that confirmed the word of his messenger, of his servant, and performed the counsel of his messengers, that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places. Therefore, every decayed family, every decaying family, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there shall be a reversal this morning. Your amen is weak. Every struggling family, there shall be a reversal right now in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever it is in that family that is making everyone or anyone uncomfortable, the Lord will take it out this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Your family will be an example. Your family will be an example. Example to believers. Example to unbelievers in the name of Jesus. Every tension in every family, there shall be peace right now. In every family where there is tension, after this service, enjoy peace. Amen. Families driving to church, husband not talking to wife, wife not talking to husband. Make sure you close the door.
That is coming to an end today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. He says, for verily, verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Mark 11:22-23, it says, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith, he shall have. Believe and receive it, and every word that you hear today concerning your family, you will see in the name of Jesus Christ. Every family here represented shall be blessed. Yours is to open up and believe in the declaration. Mine is to make the declaration. God's side is to confirm the declaration. It has nothing to do with me. It just says, you declare it, God confirms it. Yours, open up. Open up to receiving it. Ah, Pastor, you don't understand. My wife is, she's the devil. Pastor, you don't understand. You don't understand my husband. No, even the devil cannot live with him. He says, open up, because there shall be a reversal in the name of Jesus Christ. Every family that needs to be mended, the King of Glory will mend them today. And it is not a coincidence that it is on this day that it is my own wedding anniversary. Therefore, someone that is believing God for our great marital life, receive it now.
Amen.
The next 18 years, we are also celebrating.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up on your feet and give God thanks this morning. Someone that is blessed, give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, and all adoration, magnify his name. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. We give you praise, we give you glory. We give you honor and all adoration. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' most glorious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Someone is here this morning that wants to say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I want to be born again. Someone is also online right now that wants to pray the same prayer. And there is another person even this morning that needs to say, Lord, I was born again, but I walked out on you. I want to return to you. Why not this morning? If you're in any of those categories, please, all eyes closed, all heads bowed. You want to say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Why not this morning? Put your right hand on your heart and let me pray for you right now. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I knew you before, but I walked out on you, and now, Lord, I want to return to you. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. Put your right hand on your heart if you are praying that prayer. And if you are doing that, online or on ground, repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you today just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I'm born again. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. Let the same grace preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They will begin to take root downwards, bear fruit upwards, to the praise and glory of your name. And every family in disarray, you shall mend today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Well, you said that prayer in your heart. Why don't you just wave those hands to Jesus? Church, I thought you were clapping. Glory to God. You said that prayer online. Send a text message to the number that is being displayed right now, and somebody will be by your side to assist. Somebody will respond to it. Somebody here that wants to be born again, or you want to rededicate your life. Wave those hands to Jesus. Somebody will be by your side right now to assist you. Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Is somebody blessed already? Is someone blessed already? Come on now, turn to your neighbor for me and say to your neighbor, this 2 months remaining will be your best months yet. These 2 months remaining will be your best month yet. That means what you have seen between January and October will never be compared to what you're about to see in November and December.
in the name of Jesus Christ. Put those hands together for the Lord. Please be seated a moment. Glory to God. Please take note that this week is our week of spiritual emphasis and begins on Wednesday to Friday. Wednesday to Friday this week, where we will be waiting on the Lord and we'll be breaking our fast with the communion. Somebody is blessed. It is the last week of spiritual emphasis in the year 2022. So everyone, if you have not been here at all, be in the last one. The last day is everybody's day. Glory to God. Also, be reminded of the Hallelujah Night for our children that comes up tomorrow. Everyone, let your children be partakers of it. It will be a glorious time in God's presence tomorrow. 6 p.m. is the time. You are blessed. And also, next Sunday shall be our prophetic entrance service and our pre-Shiloh, the first of our pre-Shiloh encounter services. It will be a wonderful time in God's presence as God takes us to the next level in Jesus' precious name. It will be a wonderful preparation for Shiloh. While I know that some people will actually be entering into their Shiloh blessings pre-Shiloh. So what they will be doing at Shiloh is just to come and give God thanks, because every of their requests would have been met at the pre-Shiloh encounter service. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to the name of the Lord. Let's also be reminded that all October celebrants should wait behind after the second service for us to set, so they can be celebrated. You are blessed in Jesus' name. And please, everyone in service this morning, kindly check the list displayed of our proposed change of guard leaders, of our next leaders. As you are going out right now, the names are already there. Please kindly take notes. If there is any concern that you know about anyone, the email is there to send, but let it be concrete. We will ask for proof. Let it be concrete. Don't just say, I don't understand, but I'm not sure, but let's be sure. Glory to God. And you can send your email to pastor@winnerschapelcalgary.org, and I believe also cb@winnerschapelcalgary, and copy cb@winnerschapelcalgary.org. Somebody's blessed this morning in Jesus' precious name. Are you tired? I said somebody's blessed this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Well, somebody is washing.